Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is saying Requiescat in Parche, Joanna Trollope. Miss Trollope was called to her award just 3 days ago. Renowned novelist, chronicler of the upper middle class of the home counties. So Joanna Trollope was born in 1943 into a solidly middle class, maybe I could say upper middle class family in Gloucestershire, which is not quite the home county, it's a bit further west. I remember people referring to Toffshire in the 1980s. I remember Prince William, when we were going beagling, someone said, "You live in Toffshire," as in Gloucestershire. They said, "No, no, I don't." So is that the most pucker county? I wouldn't know because I'm middle class, tending towards working class. So later lived in Surrey, which is very much the home counties, and went to a not particularly pucker school, but did talk posh. And she gave us a talk at my college, UNIF, because she'd been at St. Hugh's College, Oxford, and the master's wife, whatever her name is, read maths there, who I suspect was slightly older than Miss Trollope, because the master was born January 1938, 39. He was president of the junior common room of UNIF in 1960. So his wife is about that vintage, maybe she born 40, 41. So possibly overlap with Joanna Trollope there and went to St. Hugh's, so knew her from there. So I suspect that's how they were able to get her back to give a talk. But she didn't talk about her novels that much and what we wanted to do. And I dare not say what career I wanted to do, just encourage us to spit things out. She was already a well-known novelist from the 1980s. They say, write whereof you know. So what is it to be the haute bourgeoisie in southeastern England? That was her milieu. They're Arga sagas, they say. Those Argas, I think I've only seen them once. Those things which both function as an oven and a heating system. Methinks it comes from Scandinavia. So people of her vintage, born in the 1930s, 40s, or 50s, straight, white, indigenous British people usually, and their marital liaisons, extramarital liaisons, drawing room dramas in a sense. And yes, she was a collateral descendant of the renowned chronicler of upper middle class Victorian England, Anthony Trollope, who was very prolific, wrote the Chronicles of Barsetshire, this fictitious county and so forth, but she said it didn't really help. So she worked in the Foreign Office for a while, the civil servant, blah, 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 taught for a bit, and then gave up to go into writing in the 1980s, was married, had two children, divorced, married again, and had two stepchildren. So, I mean, the title is given away as a Spanish lover, marrying the mistress, and so forth. So her first husband was very wealthy, and she was on Desert Island Discs and things like that. So some of them were set generations earlier, but they were quite relatable. The Choir, A Village Affair, The Rector's Wife, blah, blah, blah. And so this cast of characters I suspect it drew on her own experiences, even if not directly, vicariously, people whom she knew and so on. So I've dipped into them. They're not really my sort of thing, even though they're quite colourful and they've got pace. Now that she's gone, might drive me to read them as well. So didn't seem particularly opinionated person, but she said when she was given a place at St. Hugh, she said they all had the day off, so they need to lie down in a darkened room that she was awarded this place. And that provoked guffaws at the time. So she had a resonant voice. She was, how to put it, possibly brusque, seemed to be maybe a nose of the air person, a bit of Penelope Keith about her, slender, soulful, lofty, well, a grand dame, not too haughty, but, you know, highly successful in her field. So definitely had her fans. Maybe I should give her novels another go. Perhaps I was too young to try them. That is Joanna Trollope. But, you know, Trollope, I know, is a term of opprobrium for a woman. But it just so happened that that was her maiden name, and she wrote under that name. She did have a nom de plume as well. Okay, so let's all go and get a copy of Joanna Trollope. Maybe they've all gone up in value because she doesn't write them anymore.